Powerful closing techniques. A closing question should give customers alternatives other than yes or no. This approach effectively closes the deal but makes the customer feel that they are in charge. Some sample alternatives: delivery dates, colors, models, quantity. For example, from the above list of alternatives, you can craft a question that does not have a yes or no answer, allowing the customer to feel that they are in the driving seat while edging them towards deciding what you want them to decide. Taking each of the above examples consecutively, the questions might go something along the lines of: delivery date. So, when were you thinking of having the item installed? Colors. We do have a range of colors in which you can have the item. Which of these do you like best? Models. Well, there is this model, and there is another here with some extra facilities. Which of those would you prefer? Quantity. How many of these items would you like? It can be tempting to add at this point that other customers have tended to go for this color or that many items, or to suggest when they could have the item delivered. It is wise, however, to avoid doing this, as it looks like little more than over-efficiency and pushy salesmanship. Rather than doing this, you should pause and allow the customer to have the next word. If they are not 100% decided on the item and have a follow-up question, they may resent you talking in a way which more or less celebrates the fact that they have decided to spend their money. What they say next will be the springboard for what you want to say, whether it be to formally close the sale or edge them further towards buying. Remember, they have not bought anything yet, and they are not other customers.